Now, the next feast is Pentecost. You notice the orderly chronological sequence that we have here? Passover first, then fellowship with him, then you have the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection. Now, Pentecost, that has to do with what took place next in the calendar of God. He says, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I'm reading now verses 15 and 16 of the 23rd of Leviticus. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. Seven Sabbath shall be complete, even on the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meal offering unto the Lord. Now, there are several things that we need to note about Pentecost, because there's so much being made of it today that is absolutely, of course, unscriptural. First of all, Pentecost always fell on the first day of the week. You see, they took seven Sabbaths. That would be 7 weeks, 7 days, 49 days. Then on the 50th day, the day after the seventh Sabbath, that's the 50th day, that's the first day of the week. Does that tell you anything? The church was born on the first day of the week. Wouldn't it be rather odd if the church was to come back and observe the old Sabbath that belonged to the old creation when the church is a new creation today and it's put forward and came to birth on the first day of the week? And on the first day of the week, our Lord came back from the dead, so that when the church meets today on the first day of the week, it's celebrating the resurrection of Christ, that he's risen. That's what we say. And we're also remembering the birthday of the church. It was born on the first day of the week. Now, it was also called the Feast of Weeks. You see, it occurred 50 days after the offering of the wave sheep of first fruit. I think the typical meaning is not left to man's speculation anyway. Listen to what the Spirit of God tells us in Acts 2, and I read verses 1 and then verse 4. Listen to this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, when it says the day of Pentecost was fully come, that doesn't mean it was about 12 o'clock at noon or it was 6 o'clock in the evening. Actually, when it says the day of Pentecost was fully come, it means the fulfillment of that for which it was given in Leviticus. It denotes the coming of the Holy Spirit to baptize believers into the body of Christ and to begin the calling out of the church. You notice that it's 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, the Feast of First Fruits, the Holy Spirit came. You see, God was running according to his calendar and on time. The new meal offering is the church, you see. It says, and ye shall offer a new meal offering unto the Lord. That's something new. The church is something new. Christ didn't say, I came to give you an old garment and patch it up. I came to bring you a brand new robe of righteousness. And to be in Christ, that's where the church is, in Christ, clothed with his righteousness, and God sees us there. Now, there's something else I think that we need to note as we go along in this particular place here, that the day of Pentecost, 50 days, our Lord showed himself alive for 40 days after his resurrection. Then, before he ascended into heaven, he said to his own, tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And you'll be baptized, he said, with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. And 10 days later, the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came. Now, verse 17. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Did you notice anything startling in that verse that I read, it says, they shall be baken with leaven. And somebody immediately is going to give the rejoinder, well, now, preacher, I've been listening to you, and you said that leaven is always a principle of evil and that it's never put into an offering. And here is one. Yes, this is it. This is the exception to the rule, by the way. And have you noticed that it speaks of the church? You remember that new offering, that new meal offering? That speaks of the church. Now, I want you to notice something else. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits under the Lord. The church today, first fruits, he's the first fruits. We are part of it, for we're joined to Christ, be raised at the rapture of the church. Now, what does all this mean? It means just one thing. There is evil in the church today. Did you know that? Well, if you didn't, I did. I was pastor of a church for 30 years. Not the same church, but I was pastor in about four different states across this country, all the way from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And I'm here to testify. I've been pastor some wonderful churches. I look back, and it's been a real joy to me. I've had wonderful fellowship with the members even of the very first church I served, the one in Nashville, the one in Texas, and I know in Pasadena. And I think that these are the folk that have loved me the most. I've been very close to them, but I have known them, and I happen to be able to testify there's evil in the church. Yes, there is. Unfortunately, there's too much of it in many churches today, and I think the casual observer can recognize that. And that's the reason you have here this particular inclusion of leaven, because this is to speak of the visible church down here on the earth, and the church as I see it, know it, and as you know it. And apparently, the Lord already knew about us before we even got here.